The Lost Word by Brent Reinhardt. Read by Sean McAvoy. Today's verse is 2 Chronicles 34:15. Then Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan. It's hard to imagine a church, body of believers, or even an individual Christian who loses interest in God's Word. How does one set aside such an important book? How does a people lose touch with God like this? Whenever I read the story about the reign of King Josiah in Judah, found in 2 Chronicles 34, I'm in awe. Josiah became king when he was only 8 years old. I have two small children, so that fact in and of itself is enough to make you pause, but the story gets better. Both his father, Amon, and his grandfather, Manasseh, did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. But his great-grandfather, Hezekiah, was a good king who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Based on the math, it was about 86 years between Hezekiah's reign and Josiah's. In the grand scheme of things, it wasn't that long. But it was long enough for an entire nation to fall away from God so far that even the book of the law couldn't be found in the temple. Any of us who have started a New Year's resolution that never made it out of January understand that it's harder to form a new positive habit than it is to break one. Many times my best intentions are derailed by a missed day here and there that turns into a week or a month. How did the book of the law come to be put aside after the reign of King Hezekiah? It probably started small, a day here and a day there. Like a slow fade, people slowly began to forget about God's law. People relied less on his word because they didn't even know what was in it. Before you know, generations have fallen away and followed their own ways instead of God's. It is tempting to solely apply the truths in this account to what we see in the secularization of America, with good reason. But when I read this passage, I think about myself. I recall those New Year's resolutions that fall so quickly to their ruin, the exercise schedules that never truly get off the ground, the healthy eating plans sidelined by my love of Chick-fil-A and ice cream. A healthy relationship with God mandates a healthy appetite for his word. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalm 119:103. The Bible is God's main method of communication with his children. We should crave hearing from him. If we aren't reading his word regularly, we run the risk of slowly falling away until we are no better than the Israelites who couldn't even find the copy of the book of the law. They eventually found it buried under piles of ruin the other kings had let become of the temple. What things in my life, what rubbish, is keeping me from God's word? We need the comfort, direction, and rejuvenation that comes from reading God's word daily. A dusty Bible is a recipe for a doomed life. A lost Bible is what will lead to a lost soul.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.